which would be 7:53 Hawaii time. We will kick off the ceremony with the ringing of a Navy bell. Then we'll have the Military District of Washington's Armed Forces Color Guard process in, and our ceremony will officially begin.
Holly Rotunda is Executive Director of the Friends of the Memorial. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,141, the NASDAQ at 67.76. In sports, the Caps top the Blackhawks 6-2, Coach Barry Trotz.
Yeah, it was a very good night for them. I thought they came out with a pretty good focus. I thought they played quick and they played heavy.
WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant, 9 to noon.
You know, we talk about stuff here that needs to be talked about.
Well, I love your show.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
No doubt about that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save 30% on all in-stock Cabela's camp furniture and 25% on hunting boots for the family. Get $110 off a Bushnell Trophy Extreme 800 laser rangefinder. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. Doorbusters, where the first 250 in line receive a free giveaway. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
It's 6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters, boy, we've been busy this morning. Laurel on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The crash is going to be northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, north of the exit for 197, and just crawling, inching along here to get up past the scene of the crash. Apparently, one lane now is open. Also, as you come off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, or if you're riding 197, that's where crews are working a crash. On Laurel Bowie Road, just off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, right near Merkirk Road, you're under police direction. Southbound side of the B-dub open. Now, good option for you. I'm checking out 95 north and through Laurel. That works well. So if you haven't committed yet, leaving the Beltway or Greenbelt, good option. On 270 southbound, we had a multi-car crash here last hour. As you come past the Monocacy, that was cleared to the shoulder, but it's still giving us delays off both 15 and I-70. And out of Frederick, you cannot use 355 south of the Francis Scott Key Mall. That's still closed at the Monocacy River Bridge from a crash yesterday. They say it could be weeks as they make repairs to the bridge there that was damaged. 50 out of, or trying to get into Annapolis and off the Bay Bridge, closed and detoured. 50 with the overturned tractor trailer. Everyone's forced to exit onto Cape St. Clair Road. That's exit 29. If you're heading out toward the Bay Bridge, one lane does get you by. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today. It's like CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Thursday. A few clouds around this morning. A little chillier than 24 hours ago. We'll go through the day with a few clouds and near seasonable temperatures, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 36 in Leesburg, 40 in Greenbelt. Some clouds at Reagan National, 43 degrees. Traffic and weather sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up this morning at 6:35, Jonathan Schanzer from the Foundation for Defensive Democracies. We're going to talk about Trump's move of that embassy to Jerusalem. That's ahead. The 7:05, Jennifer Baker from the NRA is going to talk about a gun bill that passed the House yesterday. It's on its way to the Senate. Find out what's in that. 7:15, Susan Ferriccio joins us from the Washington Examiner to discuss all the goings-on in politics in D.C. today. And then at 8:05, Eli Lake, Bloomberg View columnist, on that issue of moving the embassy. That's all ahead. I'm Vince Colonnaise alongside Mary Walter.
So Ajit Pai is the FCC chairman, and last week he gave a speech to the R Institute in Washington. And in his speech, he attacked Twitter censorship, and he attacked Twitter by name. All right. He said, when it comes to a free and open internet, Twitter is part of the problem. And we're talking about net neutrality with all of this.
Right.
And he said the company has a viewpoint and uses that viewpoint to discriminate. This conduct is many things, but it isn't fighting for an open internet. Saying, well, listen, if you want an open internet, as Twitter claims it does, as you know, most of the big social media companies say they want an open and free internet, totally get it.
Yeah.
But yet they censor at the same time. So how is that open and free if you're going to censor? You want it open and free for you, but you don't want it open and free for everybody else, which is pretty much the gist of his comment. He said that Twitter is a leading abuser of censorship practices that has, quote, a double standard in screening out conservative users in favor of liberal users. And he went on to say, Twitter is the lead offender using algorithms to block speech that's considered offensive. The real interest of these internet gains is to use regulation to cement their dominance in the internet economy. Under net neutrality rules, the problem does not lie with internet service providers, but with the deliverers of content on the internet. Now, how many of us on social media have had something censored, like, wait a minute, or a post reported and they decide it violates their rules, but yet someone, you know, showing something that's obviously hatred because it comes from the left is okay.
Right.
You know, so there definitely is a double standard, and it's not just Twitter, it's Facebook, it's a bunch of others
so
as well.
So what's at the core of this is, it's pretty interesting. Net neutrality, the phrase net neutrality kind of masks what this debate is all about, it seems. It's about network neutrality, in that traffic is all treated the same way, that videos are treated the same way. And there's this fear, it's mostly kind of a fear in the future this could be a problem, that that ISPs, i.e. Comcast or Verizon, or people who actually provide access to the internet, will begin holding back access to things that they don't want you to get access to, and make it slow, for instance, for you to get Netflix, and fast, for instance, for you to get, like, Verizon videos or something. This is what the net neutrality debate is about, that people are worried about this future problem that could happen, and that you could see people leaning on the traffic and these big internet companies, these ISPs, throttling how much data you get, okay? So that's the fear. Now, who supports going after maintaining net neutrality, which, by the way, was put in place by the Obama administration? Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all the big media companies. Those companies that I just named, they consume about 80% or more of all web traffic. All web traffic consumed by those big companies. Obviously, they want network neutrality. They want to be able to deliver their products unfettered and not have to pay any sort of fees or anything. So they're worried about the future, right? They want to be able to get this stuff to and from their customers. But the amazing thing is, as Ajit points out, the chairman of the FCC, is a couple of things. One, he wrote in an op-ed this week for the Washington Times, Twitter refused to allow Marsha Blackburn to advertise on their site simply because her campaign message had a pro-life message in it. Really? You can't buy an advertisement as a sitting member of Congress because you're pro-life? Well, that's censorship. What about YouTube? YouTube restricting access to videos from conservative commentators like Dennis Prager, saying that just cutting access to it? There's a lot of power here that needs to be accounted for by these dominant major companies. Meanwhile, here's another story that's breaking in the last 24 hours. Google cutting off access to YouTube on Amazon products. Why? Because Amazon won't sell the Google hardware for Google products on their store. These companies are already restricting the ability of the consumer to have access to products and services and people that they want because they either disagree or find a business advantage in doing it. So for them to be like, oh, we need a free and open internet, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth here, because they're having the very same fights that they're predicting that these ISPs will in the future.
Yeah, and so Twitter, it looks like, apparently said, oh, okay, if you don't want us to censor, we won't. So now Pai is getting all these tweets that literally threaten him and his family.
Yeah.
For instance, some guy named Vincent at Ajit Pai. Ajib, hi. I will travel back in time and rape the bloody wounds of your mother. Yeah. Can you believe this?
It's unbelievable.
Uh-huh. I hope you get assassinated. I have your address. I will go to your house for answers if this passes.
By the way,
they're all allowed on Twitter.
By the way, it's not just happening on Twitter. That physically is happening. People are showing up outside of his house and posting the names of his children on signs and saying that they should be ashamed of their father.
Yep.
So that's like genuinely going on. And Twitter in particular, I think he's kind of getting at something important here. Twitter in particular has been very overt about his politics, whereas like Facebook and Google have kind of made ovations, especially to conservatives, like, we care about you, we respect your ability to communicate on our networks, and have been trying to at least express that viewpoint. Twitter not having that at all. Twitter's like, yeah, we're liberal. And we don't really agree with conservatives in any way.
Nathan in Herndon wants to comment on this. Nathan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What do you think about all of this?
I just wanted to chime in. I work for an internet service provider myself, and I handle, you know, these kind of complaints all the time as far as censorship. And I got to say, there is a blatant, almost unbelievable amount of duality as far as and hypocrisy that goes on, specifically with YouTube. I'll see videos where that'll get complaints. Now, I don't handle those complaints directly, but I'll see videos where complaints where people complain about this, anti-feminism, anti-Israel, anti-whatever. And those get taken down without question, almost automatically. But you have videos like with this rap artist, I think his name is XXX Tenacion or whatever.
Okay.
And he's got a video where he just blatantly shows a little white child getting hung in front of a little black child. And that's fine. And not
we
only
is saw,
that fine,
we've actually
that
talked
monetized.
About that. Yeah.
So I just wanted to chime in with that because I've been noticing that lately and it hasn't gotten any much attention as far as things like this where there's, oh, this is fine. Where anyone in their right mind would say that is absolutely unethical and immoral and evil, but things that are just, that's questionable. That hurts my feelings, demonetized, off the air.
Yeah,
absolutely,
good point.
Thanks a lot
for bringing that up. And this is all new territory. I mean, as much as these companies have been around now for a decade or so, at least in some cases, a lot of this is new territory. This is a new frontier. We've given so much power to these companies, and now, whether or not they intend to, there's the occasional capacity to misuse it, and we think we need to be very guarded for that.
Yeah, the tactics being used by the left are out of control now and really cross the line, and it's being allowed, and that is scary. 5:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So much going on the roads this morning. Let's start first 270. Just to give you a heads up here what's going on. Initially, the crash had been just south out of Frederick, 270 south, right at the Monocacy. Several cars were involved, so it took a while to clear that, giving us delays off of both 70 and 15. 15, you're looking better, but 70 now, you're hung up because of a crash that happened in the backup. So 70 commuters, I know you're trying to get either to 15 or 70, and that's where we have the accident activity before the exit there for 340 and 15. Let's go 355. You can't go much farther south out of Frederick than past the mall because 355 is closed each direction at the Monocacy River Bridge. Crash yesterday damaged the bridge. They say it could be weeks until that's reopened. So pretty big doings there in that Frederick area to allow extra time. If you're joining on to 270 right now in Urbana, a little bit of volume in Hyattstown. Beyond that, still wide open down through to the Beltway. Laurel, we're bunched up on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Crash is north of 197 in the northbound direction. Southbound, you're okay. Coming off of the Bay Bridge and you're trying to eventually get into Annapolis, 50 still diverted, closed with the overturned tractor-trailer accident. You're diverted onto Cape St. Clair Road and going in the outbound direction to the Bay Bridge. One lane gets you by. Hang on, Virginia. On northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway, accident activity on both shoulders, so very slow. A lot to check out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's go to the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 51. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low around 35. And then tomorrow, cloudy, a high of 43. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 43 degrees at 6:17. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Duluth Trading Company.
Tis the season to steer your sleigh to the Duluth Trading Store and give the gift of ouchless crouching ballroom jeans, crack-covering long-tail tees, and buck-naked underwear that feels like it's not even there. Duluth Trading in Manassas off I-66 near the Battlefield exit.
All right, Sia is an incredible performer, as you can hear her voice there. She's just an absolute fireball of talent. She's started her own career for a couple years now in terms of just performing regularly, releasing a couple albums, just released a new Christmas album as well. But she's an interesting figure. You know, she's written for Rihanna. She wrote that song Titanium. She's just written for a lot of performers, very talented all across the board, both as a writer and as a performer. But one thing that she's always eschewed, and if you've been following her career at all, you'll know this, is fame. Yes, we know Sia. But most, by and large, unless you Google it, which you can find it, you don't know what Sia looks like. And the reason for that, and this is kind of a curiosity, the reason for that is She thinks very poorly of fame, and she doesn't want to be famous in like a visual way. She doesn't want to be stopped and hassled and known, etc. She described fame in 2013, and when she declared that she didn't want to be famous, she said that fame is a monster that, quote, questions everything there is to question, even things I never thought to question, things I never dreamed of feeling insecure about. This creature, she said, was, quote, bent on criticizing you for an hour straight, once a day, every day, day after day. Me and fame will never be married. So what she does is, if you've seen her perform, she'll put a wig on that actually covers her face, like huge bangs, and she'll perform in a way that, you know, she's actually singing, but the focus is almost never on her. If you see her in like an environment where she's seen on television or whatever, it's typically she has like a stand-in, somebody who's doing dancing and performance that is sort of the main focus of her art, and she, meanwhile, she stands in the back. Now, this person that she's mostly had fill in for her in many of her music videos and also in her latest Christmas album's cover art is a 15-year-old girl by the name of Maddie Ziegler. Now, you may know Maddie because Maddie appeared on this show Dance Moms originally, and I don't know if she still does or not, but I know in the original series she did. And Maddie was an incredible performer herself. She became famous on that show as a dancer, very expressive, very, very capable. But at the time, you know, she was like, I don't know, 10 years old or something. She was very young. Well, she first started, I believe, performing as a 12-year-old or so for Sia and her music videos. She appeared in a music video alongside Shia LaBeouf, who acted like a crazy person in that video, just like in real life.
So he wasn't acting?
No, he was, you know, yeah. It was true to form.
Just video of Shia
on
a Tuesday. Yeah.
That's right. Shia on a Tuesday alongside Maddie. And since then, there's an interesting piece in The Guardian that kind of breaks this all down and says and asks the following. It's written by a woman by the name of Bonnie Malkin. The Sia conundrum. If fame is so damaging, why pass it on to a child? It's a really compelling question because basically Sia is arguing that fame is like brutal, that it's not a cross that you'll want to bear. Sia kind of wants, you know, the wealth and the influence that comes with it, but doesn't want the visual, doesn't want to be, you know, dragged down by her fame, doesn't want to constantly be succumbing to it. She wants to lead a normal life outside of her performance. But she's transposing all of this onto a 15-year-old girl who represents her art, who has now become leagues more famous because of her involvement and her relationship with Sia. It's kind of an interesting quandary. And as you watch it, I wonder, is it appropriate? Now, Sia is arguing that she wrestles with this. She went on a tweet storm last night about this very thing. She said, this poses a question I've asked myself often. I do check in with Maddie weekly about whether she wants this and assure if she ever wants it to stop, it stops. It's a conversation we should all be having. Not just myself, but all directors, stage parents, and agents. But Maddie's 15. And, you know, in fairness, what does Maddie know? Like, when would Maddie know this is enough? Enough is enough. She's 15 years old. She's a child star. I wonder if this corrupts her.
Well, I think there are some children who can navigate childhood stardom successfully, and there are others who can, and I think a lot of that comes down to the parents. I think it's a tough job for a parent to have to control that, but I think you can navigate it. Look at children of wealthy parents who are famous. The Trump children managed to navigate it beautifully. Paris Hilton, not so much.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it comes down to the parents.
You've got people who transition into adulthood fame and do it well and stay as performers, and then you've got people like, I don't know, Macaulay Culkin,
right,
who really struggled as having been a child star. So there's a huge range here. Interesting question and one that's not going to go away.
622 on WMAL.
When I went to the Good Feet store, I had a free consultation and free fittings. They allowed me to try on the arch supports, and I started sobbing because I had no pain.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
I had to tell you, this is something I absolutely love. My husband sent me Pajamagram a couple of years ago. To this day, I remember that present, and I still have the pajamas. Why? Because they are the softest pajamas you are ever going to have, and they're light. They're not super heavy. They say they're soft like a bunny. They actually are really soft. My cats love them. When I have those pajamas on, my cats are on me in a heartbeat because they're like cashmere. They're so soft. They're warm. You love them. Who doesn't? What woman doesn't love to come home and just take off the work outfit and just throw on such a wonderful, comfortable pair of pajamas? They look great. And they allow you to relax. It's something that your wife or girlfriend or significant other is going to love all year long. I'm telling you guys, it is a home run. And here's the best part. You don't even have to wrap it, guys, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So it's so easy. Just go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. And tell them Mary Walter sent you.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for the American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In today's real estate market, every dollar counts, which is why you should never pay a high real estate commission. As a matter of fact, we save our average client over $30,000. What could you do with an extra $30,000? Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. And here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Marion. Good morning to our nation's capital. We're trying to get in on New York Avenue this morning around a broken down, looks like tractor trailer here in on 50 before and as you approach Bladensburg Road. So watch for a lot of activity there. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway. Heavy delays. We see delays every morning, but now as you pass Alabama Avenue, crews are still with the crash. So it's going to be Suitland Parkway inbound after Alabama Avenue before you get to Stanton Road. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you need to plan a little extra time here heading through Laurel, especially northbound side. That's the scene of the crash. Northbound BW Parkway just north of 197. Now I'm seeing slowdowns each direction. Prince George's County, been working an accident for quite a while, and they say closure for a while on 410 East-West Highway. Accident brought down some wires. East-West Highway at Fairview Drive that puts between New Hampshire Avenue and Riggs Road. North of that accident, University Boulevard could work as a workaround for you. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking weather today, right where we should be, close to the 50-degree mark with a few clouds around. We have been a little bit chillier this morning, and then a little colder tonight, 34. Outlying areas will be down into the 20s. Next cold front's through. Friday, cloudy and cold. Highs just above 40 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 627 on WMAL. All right, well, sick as a dog is probably an understatement this year because this flu season is set to be one of the worst ever. And it's already hit here because everybody here is sick. Everybody here is sick. Either that, I'm convinced, though, that this is a flu from like 1948 that's been just making the rounds because there's someone always sick and it just keeps going round and round and
round. It's no big deal. It's just the plague.
It's just the plague, yeah. It is becoming, they say it's becoming increasingly clear that the U.S. is going to be hit by a particular strain of the flu called H3N2. It is the same strain which was in Australia and was actually deadly. It was responsible for four of the most deadly flu seasons in the last 10 years. People in Australia died. It got so bad in Australia that the hospitals were standing room only.
Oh.
Yeah. And for those of you who got the flu vaccine and you're thinking, I got the flu vaccine. Well, unfortunately, you know when they make the flu vaccine, they kind of guess what strain they think is going to be really prevalent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't think this one was going to be prevalent, so your flu vaccine is probably about 10% effective.
You never know, but at least you tried.
It's a crapshoot. They tried, yeah. So, sorry, and you might want to just conceal yourself in a bubble or right. Just never leave the house.
Well, in case you're wondering, it's an Australian flu that has you down under.
Lord, it's 6:28 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Saturdays at 2 on WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to speak with Jonathan Shanzer from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. And we're going to talk to him about the hideous, outrageous, offensive move by the president to move our embassy a couple of blocks down the road. It's 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. Control over the Virginia House of Delegates still to be determined, and now a recount date for December 13th has been set for one of the close Virginia House of Delegates races, District 40, which includes parts of Fairfax and Prince William counties. Just 106 votes give Republican incumbent Tim Hugo the edge over Democrat Dante Tanner. The Route 355 bridge over the Monocacy River won't reopen anytime soon after a garbage truck struck the overhead supports, causing structural damage.
This is going to be an indefinite closure, not going to open anytime soon.
Charlie Gishler with MDOT. Our Jamie Whitten will have the latest on the traffic coming up. Calls for protests in the West Bank as Palestinians close schools and shops, while Hamas is calling for a new uprising, that following President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Southern California firefighters battling flames and Santa Ana winds today across Ventura County. In Australia, his parliament has okayed same-sex marriage after bitter debate. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,141, NASDAQ at 67.76. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Caps beat the Blackhawks 6-2, and the Wizards play the Suns tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Once again, Mervis sets the standard for jewelry. You've got to see our new collection. Straight row diamond tennis bracelets remain a favorite. They're simple and elegant. Our neck pieces are so sexy, they're almost illegal. Imagine a perfect diamond, suspended from a delicate gold chain, resting securely in the small of her throat. What a beautiful, sensuous gift. A magnificent diamond bands will melt her heart. The Mervis diamonds are ferociously brilliant. They seem to leap out at you. The designs are daring and rare. You'll find them at one place only, Mervis. And as for earrings, Mervis proudly shows the newest diamond ear studs, dangles, hoops, and anything else you can imagine. When you really love her, show it with Mervis diamond jewelry, the best there is. Two philosophies unite everything at Mervis. The finest quality and legendary Mervis value. The prices are almost too good to be true. Come see for yourself. She'll thank you forever. Mervis Diamond Importers. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us. Or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hi, it's Eric Stewart from Sunday Mornings right here on WMAL. In 30 years of home sales, I have a brand new class on successfully aging in place. It's free December 12th and 14th in Maryland and Virginia at noon. I'll teach you there are only 7 options for every homeowner, what they are, how to approach downsizing, selling, giving away, throwing your stuff away. Wouldn't that be great? Hey, register right now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
It's 635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, I want to start with a little bit better news. I know you're in delays if you take New York Avenue coming out of Riverdale or Chevrolet, but the broken down tractor trailer, DDOT crews say they were able to safely get that pushed out of the road to a safe location. So that looks good here on New York Avenue. Yes, it's slow, but lanes have just been released. So some relief on the way. Now, as Barbara was mentioning in the newscast, we had the incident yesterday that really has taken a toll here on 355 south of the Frederick area. 355 closed each direction at the Monocacy River Bridge. So if you're coming south off of 70, you are able to get down toward the Francis Scott Key Mall and those establishments down through there, but beyond a closure, and it could be until further note. It is till further notice. It could be weeks as they make repairs to the bridge that was damaged with the crash. Not looking so bad, though, as you come off of 70. I'm not seeing any delays there. 270, we've made a recovery. Earlier crash was near the Monocacy. That's gone, so much better coming off of 15 and 70. It looks normal. Our commute, Urbana, Hyattstown. That's what we're dealing with, the volume there. And again, in Gaithersburg, not normal because everything's shut down. Maryland 50 off of the Bay Bridge, so coming out of the Eastern Shore, still diverted at Cape St. Clair Road. That's exit 29 due to the overturned tractor trailer incident. Cleanup continues. Virginia, north on 95 at the Prince William Parkway, crash to both shoulders. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds this morning, some this afternoon. 51 overnight tonight, partly cloudy in 34. 20 suburbs and a cloudy and cold Friday with highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 38 degrees in Dumfries and Clear. It's 34 degrees rather in Hyattsville, 43 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we'll have Jennifer Baker from the NRA joining us at 7:05 this morning to talk about the latest gun legislation traveling through Congress. 7:15, Susan Ferriccio is going to join us from the Washington Examiner to talk more about Congress, especially on a day when we're expecting big news out of Al Franken. What could happen to his career? And then at 8:05 this morning, Eli Lake joins us, a Bloomberg View columnist, with his take on the president's decision to move that embassy to Jerusalem. I'm Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
Obviously, that was President Trump yesterday. To discuss that move with us is Jonathan Shanzer. He's a Middle East analyst, scholar in Middle Eastern studies, and vice president of research at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Jonathan, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you.
So the president made this big move yesterday, as you just heard, and the response was swift and harsh. And even the Pope came out against this. And Britain, we had Theresa May speaking out against this. Why is everyone so upset?
Well, I have to say, I am not sure why everyone is upset as they are. People don't like change in this conflict. They don't like change in the Middle East. Famously, there is a ladder outside the Church of the Holy Sepulchre that has not been moved for hundreds of years because people don't like change. But I have to say that in this case, what the president has done is he has not predetermined what will happen to Jerusalem in terms of bilateral negotiations between the Palestinians and Israelis. So in other words, he has not altered how negotiations might go. He has simply determined that he would like the United States to do the bulk of its diplomatic work out of Jerusalem. So it really is a diplomatic distinction. It is not anything more than that, but the rest of the region and a lot of, I think, political foes of the president are interpreting this as a bigger move than it is.
I wonder, as I was watching all of this, one, you know, Jerusalem already has a U.S. consulate, right? I mean, this wouldn't be new. There's a consulate that exists in Jerusalem. I mean, you could practically just slap the word embassy on it, and would this all be a settled matter? The other is...
You could, and we've talked about that, and as a matter of fact, I spoke with an administration official yesterday about that very idea. I've seen that consulate, and it's a large structure. What the U.S. is doing, though, right now is apparently it's shopping for new real estate. The existing structure that we have there in West Jerusalem, they believe, is insufficient for an embassy. So it is likely going to be a new building. But you're right. We have been working out of there for years.
And there's no disagreement by anybody that Israel bases its capital operations out of Jerusalem, like even Israel's detractors. So why not have something that's within proximity of the head of government?
Right. And that is absolutely true. First of all, the prime minister's office is there. The parliament is there. The Supreme Court is there. The foreign ministry is there. There's really a huge amount of work that's being done out of Jerusalem. The only outlier is the defense ministry, which is based out of Tel Aviv. But it really does make sense. Tel Aviv is about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic, away from Jerusalem. It makes sense to have our personnel there. I think what people are questioning is why this move now.
Right.
What exactly about this moment in time has prompted the president to do this beyond just his campaign promise? You know, my response to that is that I think it's really more than okay for the president to follow through on his campaign promise. And also, we had a waiver come due, that there's a law dating back to 1995 saying that Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel, or recognized capital of Israel here in the United States, and that we will move our embassy. Successive presidents have issued waivers every 6 months to postpone or defer this position. Now the president is finally doing this, saying enough with these waivers.
Well, for anybody saying why now, think about ask also the other presidents that promised they would move it. Why didn't they ever? I mean, that's the opposite question here. And then the other is that this seems like a referendum on Trump more so than anything else, including whether or not the merits of this actually withstand scrutiny. Because think about this. If Obama had done this, is there any doubt that he'd be considered a trailblazer here rather than the way that Trump is being framed, which is he's a moron, the rest of the global community doesn't support it, and therefore this is an inapt move?
I think that's right. I think that there is sort of a sense that there is nothing that this president can do that will please anyone. I think the real test here is, does this move spark violence across the region? We have seen some small protests that have broken out across the Middle East. I've seen reports from Bahrain and Morocco and Jordan, West Bank, Gaza Strip, obviously. But I have not seen the sort of firestorm that everyone has been warning about. The question is, can we contain this and get back to business as usual? The other thing that I think critics are pointing out is that there's a lot riding on this, and not the peace process as we know it, because it's been dead for a long time. The Palestinians have been obstinate. They've been stubborn. They've not been interested in negotiating. What is interesting right now in the region is that the other Arab states, primarily Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and a few others, have been quietly talking and working with the Israelis. The fear, and I think it's a legitimate one, is that this move could either defer or even scuttle whatever progress has been made. So that's the thing to watch. But I do think you're right that the president is being unfairly hammered for this move, especially because, as I noted at the beginning here, this does not change the U.S. position on Jerusalem as it pertains to the peace process.
Right.
It is only about where we're going to be doing our diplomatic work.
All right, Jonathan, we're going to have to leave it at that. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
As Jonathan Shanzer with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, it is now 6:44 on WMAL.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
It's 6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading into town, D.C., two out of three ain't bad as we have two cleared. The broken down truck on New York Avenue right near Bladensburg Road, finally out of the way. It's just about recovering now as you push toward that intersection off of Riverdale and Chevrolet, B-Dub and 50, very slow. Again, part of the problem was to go to the 295 stretch down near Benning Road. That accident got. Now, the third one that's still in place, plan ahead because this is really getting backed up. Suitland Parkway crash before you get to Stanton Road after Alabama Avenue. It looks like commuters are already seeing these delays as you come up toward Branch Avenue and heading over to Pennsylvania Avenue for an alternate. It's picking up some volume. A mess heading in toward Annapolis off the Bay Bridge, still shut down with tractor trailer cleanup. All traffic westbound 50 diverted at Cape St. Clair Road. If you're heading out to the Bay Bridge, you can get by. One lane is open at the scene over the crash. On 66
Lakes, Virginia, mellow, calm, just the volume delays. 95 north, accident quickly to the shoulders, but still distracting near the Prince William Parkway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad for Thursday. A few clouds around this morning, a little chillier than 24 hours ago. We'll go through the day with a few clouds and near seasonable temperatures, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the
world. Could that song be a song that we hear very soon in Washington, D.C.? Well, President Trump says maybe.
It could happen. The Democrats are really looking at something that is very dangerous for our country. They are looking at shutting down. They want to have illegal immigrants, in many cases, people that we don't want in our country. They want to have illegal immigrants pouring into our country, bringing with them crime, tremendous amounts of crime. We don't want to have that. We want to have a great, beautiful, crime-free country.
All right. So Congress has until midnight tomorrow night to approve a short-term spending package to keep the government open.
That's, by the way, so the Trumpiest thing ever. A great, beautiful, crime-free country.
Beautiful.
That's the way you describe
beautiful.
America. I love that.
See, you love it because you like him. If you didn't like him, that would be like nails on a chalkboard. I hate the way he speaks. It's
sure.
kind of like when President Obama's cadence, his pace of speaking, used to drive me absolutely insane.
Oh,
and
Mary,
the fact that he...
Let me be clear. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, the pregnant pauses and the use... He always used the term folks, which you know in normal speaking, he never referred to anyone as folks. He never used the term
folks. Yeah, not to derail this too much, but like when Obama would enter a room, be like, hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. He'd always do that move, and I'd be like, okay, got it. Like, I could actually... I would speak along with him when he would enter a room. Hey, everybody.
Yeah. So it depends on whether you like or don't like the person.
It's all amusing, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so they have until midnight tomorrow night. Now, despite having the majorities, Republicans still need Democratic votes to pass the bill. And Nancy Pelosi responded to those comments that you just heard from the president. She responded, she took to Twitter, saying, President Trump is the only person talking about a government shutdown. Democrats are hopeful the president will be open to an agreement to address the urgent needs of the American people and keep the government open. Well, what she's hopeful that he's open to is in exchange for supporting the bill, Democrats want permanent protections for almost 800,000 young undocumented immigrants living here, brought here as children, also known as the Dreamers. No proof that they were brought here as children.
That's the stinky part, though. If they say Dreamers, what they're talking about is like more like 2 million people. DACA recipients is like that 700,000 figure. And remember, what is this about? This is about keeping the government funded. Do we continue to fund our obligations or reconsider what those obligations are and decrease them? That's a spending cut. But the idea here that we would hold up the government's funding in order to support the needs of people who are not even citizens of the United States, I don't care what the media says. I know who I'm blaming for the shutdown.
And I'm pretty sure President Trump has already started on his naughty and nice list and what's going and what's not.
Susan Ferriccio joins us at 7:15. We'll discuss.
6:50 on WMAL.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
That sound means that it is time to see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday Eve, Jess.
Yeah, happy Friday Eve. Good morning, Mary. Stocks barely moved yesterday, but futures are ticking higher, pointing to a slightly higher open on Wall Street this morning. Markets are higher in Europe, mixed in Asia. Crude oil is up a little bit. It dropped more than 2% yesterday, and it's below $57 a barrel this morning. Major out-of-control wildfires near Los Angeles again today. Thousands are evacuating. More structures are threatened. It's another devastating and expensive disaster for California. A government shutdown looms, but lawmakers will work today to fund it, at least temporarily. A Volkswagen executive will spend 7 years in prison in the diesel emissions cheating scandal. Major win for a company you know. In China, Lego sued Chinese companies that were making knockoffs and copies, and won. Starbucks launches a Christmas tree frappuccino this morning. You can handle the sweet peppermint mocha cream, green whipped cream, and a little strawberry sliced tree topper. Only available till next Monday. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Metro Rail commuters, you almost made it through 2 weeks of this, the Capital Improvement Project, where we still have no trains running between Silver Spring and Fort Totten, and the Tacoma Station is closed. Now, that just goes through the weekend now, through December 10th, and then hope to get back to normal next week. So you're almost there. Almost there. We're trying. Inbound Suitland Parkway is absolutely jammed inbound to the crash before you get to Stanton Road. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound, north of 197. That's where we had the crash cleanup. Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound, right near the Prince William Parkway. That accident to both shoulders, but we see a tractor trailer on the left shoulder and flashing lights on the right, so that's why it's still quite slow through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking Thursday. Good drive in. Should be a pretty nice drive home. A few clouds around with blue sky will make it up to about 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL. Oh, yeah. Love. And those of you, you know, the new way of dating and finding love, obviously, is online. And one of the dating sites called Zoosk, never heard of it. But then again, I'm not looking, so I don't know about it.
I've seen it.
Have you? You been on it?
I've seen Zoosk. I haven't been on it.
Okay,
no.
Just check
it. Happily married. Thank you very much.
I'm just trying to find just information, data mining, as you like to say.
Create a scandal for me, actually.
Zoosk did a study, and they looked at the dating profiles, and they thought, wait a minute, we can find some little data mining here. Kimberly Guilfoyle talked about the study and what they found.
The new study conducted by the dating website Zoosk has found that love seekers who mentioned food in their dating profile have boosted their odds of making a match by as much as 144%.
Wow.
But not just any food. Slow it down, okay? Guacamole, chocolate,
guac,
and sushi are among some of the most alluring edibles to mention for those looking for the one.
All right, so guacamole, potatoes, and chocolate. Now, they say
and sushi,
yeah. But the reason for guacamole is because millennials are obsessed with guacamole. It's a thing. Millennials love guacamole, and so they say that has a lot to do with it.
So stupid.
Well, because what is the dating group that is most likely on these websites right now? Younger people. Millennials, they're the ones, and so guacamole's big. They have an obsession with it, with avocados.
I guess it shows like you're interesting or whatever. The challenge here is really for what is in a man's dating profile. Whereas, like, for the women, it's like there's just a photo, and you're swiping right or left. Men are judging. Is that photo cropped really tightly?
Yeah.
Like, am I missing something here? Why is your photo in black and white? Is there some reason for that particularly? That's the sort of the assessment that the guys have to make. The women, on the other hand, they're looking at that profile, and they're like, ooh, guacamole. He's a man of dynamism. He's interesting.
Is that what guacamole says?
Dynamism, yes.
Is it really? Okay, we'll see. I'm learning. Mentioning guacamole, as Kimberly said, resulted in a 144% increase in messages received. Now, for some odd reason, since guacamole is dynamic, potatoes are the next most effective food item, so I'm not quite sure what that says to people. Well, with a 101% increase.
Yeah, well, if you're in an emotional state of need of comfort food, you think, potatoes.
Okay.
Perfect. So maybe this guy is like exactly what you need for that moment in your life.
And chocolate is 100% increase.
People love chocolate.
What turns people off the most, the mention? Yams.
Who mentions yams in their profile?
Well, I could see we're a good sweet potato, because I do enjoy sweet potatoes. I got to tell you, I'm a big sweet potato fan.
Yeah, but that's the word you would use. Yams. Like, what are you, a farmer?
That's very true. Nobody uses the word yams. That is very, very true. But what's interesting, they also included millennials, also sushi as millennials' favorite date night food, buffalo wings or ribs as the worst thing to eat on a date.
All right. Here's the trick.
You wacky millennials.
Get a puppy. Take a picture. You win.
So true. So true. Tell them what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, Susan Ferriccio is going to break down the day ahead for us in Washington, and it could be a big one, especially as a sitting U.S. Senator may resign today. We'll find out about that.
And Jennifer Baker with the NRA is going to join us to talk about the reciprocal carry bill and what else may be in it. It's 7 o'clock. WMAL News.
Time to eat
next.
Potatoes.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. More than 24 people arrested in the metro area as part of a major investigation into gang violence. The 28 people taken into custody face drug and firearms charges. The tolls for solo drivers on 66 inside the Beltway are out of control and need to be capped, so say members of a local transportation commission.
Some solo drivers on I-66 inside the Beltway paid up to a $40 toll to get to work this week. The Northern Virginia Transportation Commission's Ron Meyer says the tolling project
needs to be rethought. The way that they're implementing it is totally out of sync with how they sold this project.
The commission will consider a resolution today to cap the tolls, but Transportation Secretary Aubrey Lane has said nobody has to pay them. People can carpool or take public transit. Given that comment, Meyer says,
I'm not sure we're going to see change.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It was a year ago that the MGM Casino opened at National Harbor. Turns out predictions of a traffic nightmare were a losing bet.
It was bad around the new MGM Casino for the first week and a half, says John Townsend at AAA. Then
things began to level off. They had put together a traffic management plan.
He says everything's come together there, from new infrastructure to widened roads to the constant monitoring to make for a smooth traffic experience.
No one thought this was possible.
And people are staying off the local residential roads. 30,000 more people cross the Wilson Bridge every day, he says, but on the Indian Head Highway,
we only saw the traffic volume increase between 1,000 to 2,000 more vehicles a day.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Senator Al Franken set to make a statement later today amid sexual misconduct complaints.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer yesterday, who took Al Franken aside and said, look, this can no longer endure. He also publicly said that he's a dear friend of mine, but he has to go.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. No timetable set for moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem following President Trump's announcement. Correspondent Ian Lee in the West Bank has been watching protests.
You've had protests like this all over the West Bank, as well as Jerusalem and Gaza. People angry about President Trump's decision.
Former President Bill Clinton and George W. Bush had also pledged to relocate the embassy to Jerusalem while campaigning for office. Today marks the 76th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack, and a ceremony will be held in D.C. later today.
The ceremony will be held this afternoon at the World War II Memorial. Holly Vertundi, the executive director of the Friends of the National World War II Memorial,